BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including an excellent innuendo bingo with Adele Roberts off of Radio 1. Another business idea pitched by you to Deborah Meaden at home on Instant Dragon's Den. I leave Chris a mysterious late-night voicemail and the return of Real or No Real. Has Beyoncé really teamed up with a mechanic from Coronation Street to do a duet?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. Good to be back. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
Missed you yesterday.
Yeah, missed you too. You have fun?
Really fun, thanks. How was Levine?
Levine was cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
One.
Did I tell you I saw Kiko Bunn in the street the other day carrying a massive guitar?
What, just where? Near work?
Just outside Radio 1, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was like, all right, safe. I was like, what's that under your arm? I was like, a massive guitar in a box.
What, he was busking?
No, he was just carrying it. He just bought it.
Oh, no, because I thought he was on, you know, he was doing a lot of festivals and stuff like that. Times are good for Kiko Bunn.
Really good. But, yeah, he obviously needed a new guitar for some festival he was going to.
How was your little holiday? Have you said where you went?
Not on air, I don't think. I had a little city break to Madrid in Spain, I'm not going to lie.
God, it's lovely that, isn't it? It's lovely you can just take off like that.
So hot.
Was
I
it?
I went with my ex-flatmate. Remember the one that tried to be a comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was still trying that for most of the 3 days.
No, but it's wonderful when you two go away, because obviously he's not your flatmate anymore.
No.
And once a year, you book a holiday away.
Yeah, we like to have a lads break, but it's just the lads, no one else.
Yeah, that's so awesome, that. And I was worried about you at one point, because I got a missed call and a voicemail, and that's really unlike you, to leave voicemails.
I called you.
You only ever leave voicemails for me when there's bad news.
I've not left a voicemail for anyone for ages.
Yeah. So I was like, oh God, what's going on? Are we off or something? Like, I don't know what's going on.
I'm sure you've got it here, right?
And yeah, anyway, so I've got the voicemail right. I've got
you
the
never know, do you?
Anyway, okay. I've got the voicemail right here.
This is amazing.
It's really poor quality. Oh, can I have a pull up on that one, please?
This is amazing.
Yeah. See that? I recognise that laugh. That's my friend Dr. Dave, the space scientist.
What?
Do you know, I know a guy called Dave who works in space. I don't ask too many questions.
No, I didn't know about Dr. Dave who works in space.
Yeah, he does. He's a space scientist, right? So I went out to... He used to live in Surrey. I put on social media that I was in Madrid. He was like, excellent, that's 2 minutes away from my house. I'll be there in 5 minutes. And he turns up.
How have I never met Dr. Dave who works in space?
Irish Dr. Dave in space.
So anyway, at 12:20 a.m, which is when that call was made, I want to know what is amazing.
I don't know. It could have been a lot worse, though. How was your weekend?
Saturday night.
Right, good.
You can't remember, 12:20 a.m.
No, I can't, no.
Okay. My weekend was good. I DJed my friend's wedding, Katie and Toby.
Yeah.
And I had a lovely time.
Oh, I need to say hello to Emma, who I met in Madrid yesterday as well. Okay, how was the wedding?
The wedding was good. I was DJing for, I think, about 3 hours.
Sure.
But it flew by. And my new thing is, and I hate to be that guy, Scott, but when I was DJing, I was singing over the top of songs.
Oh, mate. You weren't.
Yeah. Do you know why?
I know exactly why. Can I guess?
Go on.
Because you've been to see Craig David live, and he does that a lot.
That's
Is that
it.
Why?
And by that time in the evening, I thought I was Craig David.
Oh, excellent. A couple of drinks down, were you?
Yeah. I hate to be that guy, though. Yeah. The singing DJ.
Awful. Can we have an example of that, please?
No, we can't.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, go.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on.
I'm not going to sing the words of this, am I?
No, but you just do what you were doing on Saturday. I've got you some echo here.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Things cringe. No, because I'm not going to... I'm not going
to
sing along. No.
Okay, I'll give you one more chance. What were you singing about?
A lot of pressure. I think it was a Craig David song, actually. I played a lot of Craig David. Monday. I was giving up for Katie and Toby out there. Such a lovely couple.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday. Was that kind of vibe, was it?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to apologise to all of the guests at that wedding.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, if anyone knows how to get a beach body in 3 days, can you let us know, please? Because Chris is going to a beach next week.
Yeah, I'm actually taking a week off to go on a holiday. I don't do that very often.
Is it one of them ones that you went on before?
No, it's not like the...
Very, very cheap.
The Hoopon voucher that I got for a holiday, which you actually made such a horrible experience for me in the build-up to it. Do you remember? You made me so paranoid. I went down a floor here to go visit Rogue Traders to
you did
double check that it was all legit.
You did do that as well. They're on the next floor. Did you go and see Don't Get Dumb, Get Dumb while you're there as well?
I just tried to get some advice on the situation. You also mocked up a news report saying... I mean, there was all sorts of stuff going on.
So a beach next week, is it? It's fine, just don't take your top off.
Well, I'm going to go for it. 3 days to get a beach body. Now, we haven't started well with lunch today.
No, we haven't, actually. Have you been to the gym after that induction?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to run between 2 and 3 today. In what? The studio. I'm just going to be solid running.
No, though.
Why?
Because this is work time.
Playtime. No, but I can still run along, can't I?
You want to run between 2 and 3?
No, in the studio.
Why? Do it in your own time.
I haven't got any time. Oh, I don't know. I just need to get fit in 3 days.
Okay, if anyone knows how to do that, then let us know, please. There'll be some personal trainers listening. You know?
Someone must know.
And you know Chris has thought some personal trainers, so I'm sure everybody's going to be well happy to help you out. Me and you. Yes, I'm going to get a black marker pen and draw your six-pack on.
Oh. What, you draw it on me?
Yeah, let's do that before you go away. That's Merz on Radio 1, You Don't Know Love, and hello Adele Roberts.
Hey Scott.
Can I just say, and I think Chris will back me up, how brilliant you're sounding on Radio 1 at the moment.
Thank you Scott.
I always see you
true,
when we fill in for breakfast, and when you do Clara's show, I just like it. It's
really thank you. Good. It helps when they let me have a sleep, so today I had a full sleep, so I feel like it went a little bit better.
They let you out and had a sleep.
Yeah.
Right, so you're up for a bit of Inuit Bingo today.
Totally.
Sometimes, the best one recently was Tom Kerridge. And that was brilliant. Mm. But let's not hold back today. It's a hot day. I think in most places, you never get the weather right on Radio 1, can you? There's always been someone where it's like, oh, it's 12 degrees actually and raining here.
Yeah, when's the last time you played this, Adele?
When we dressed up as a hot dog and a chicken.
Why didn't we dress up again?
Absolutely, I know. It's a hot day, so let's not be afraid to get wet today, if you know what I'm saying. We've got some great, great clips from you. Keep them coming in. We can't do Inuit Bingo without you. You're the ones that find all the clips. So it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just give us an idea of what they said, if you think it's suitable for Inuit Bingo, what kind of time it was on, and the channel, and we'll do the rest. We get loads of emails. We always need more Inuit Bingo clips, though. So scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's do it. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
You can watch us on your tablet, on a computer, on your phone. Just go to the Radio 1 website. Innuendo Bingo is live. You right, Dale?
Yes, I am ready.
You ready? Let's make it a wet one. Come on.
All right, let's have it.
Okay. You know each other quite well. I think this is going to be fine today. It's not like you're a newbie or anything. Well, yeah, sometimes people hold back. I'm like, come on. Right. Good clips today.
Okay.
So, first of all, water, please. Isn't it amazing how many instruction and how-to videos there are on the internet? How-to for everything. Thousands and thousands. Now, here's something, Adele, that I'm confident you have never tried before. Mm-hmm. But maybe after hearing this, you might give it a go.
Now, to add more power, I'm going to add a little bit more wrist cock on the backswing. So a little wider stance to support a little bigger swing. I'm going to swing it through stage one and let my left wrist cock.
I have not tried that before.
No. As I have. Thank you, Dan, for sending that in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I have tried that.
I just did it to myself.
Okay, good. No idea what that lady's teaching at this stage. Well, I do. Next, it's BBC One. And we've got another property show, yet another property show for people seeking homes abroad. As well as seeing some great locations all over the world, on this show, you get to find out intimate details about the potential homeowners.
New Zealand's always been a part of me, and I think even from a young age when I was in school, people knew me as the girl who wanted to go down under.
What a great thing to be known for.
People knew me as the girl who wanted to go down under.
Yeah, your reputation precedes you.
Alan spotted that one. Water, please. Let's go back to that internet tutorial.
Stage three, I'm going to go through stage one and two with some wrist cock, and then I'm going to add a little bit of shoulder turn. That power from my pivot will give me more acceleration.
Yeah. Now we're going over to Good Morning Britain on ITV. Water, please. Chris, I've always said that you and I have quite a lot in common with Kate Garraway and Ben Shepherd.
Oh, God.
You've always said that.
I've always said that me and you have a lot in common on-air partnership-wise with Kate and Ben. Water, please. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you've ever caught me doing this.
It's been Team GB's most successful ever Olympics.
That's because I've rammed it down your throat for the last 3 days.
Oh, I don't know my foot.
That's never happened because I know nothing about sport.
That's because I've rammed it down your throat for the last 3 days.
These are amazing today,
aren't they?
Well,
water,
done,
please.
Everyone.
Oh, some more on the tutorial now. Now, this section seems particularly complicated, so you might need to reload your waters and also maybe take some notes.
Now, we're going to go to stage four, and stage four has stage one with some wrist cock and some shoulder turn, and now on the follow-through, after impact, my right arm's going to swivel over my left, shaft's going down the target line.
What is this?
And we're going to go to stage four. And stage four has stage one with some wrist cock.
Water, please. Next, it's Radio 1's Adele Roberts. Now, Adele, your normal show is weekdays, 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. I used to find on that show that sometimes, because of tiredness, you would say things out loud that maybe should have stayed in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's happened here.
Do you know what? I want your address because you're doing one of my favourite things in the whole wide world. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making chocolate cake.
Yes, baby! Oh, I wish I was chowing down on your muffins right now. I would love that. Oh. Why?
I think it was around the bake-off time.
Early mornings, I get to you.
I wish I was chowing down on your muffins right now. I would love that.
Water, please.
What a ridiculous thing to say.
It's fine, it's early. Okay, right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the last part of the lesson now.
Here's stage five, just a little bit. Wrist cock, shoulder turn, and then a full body finish.
Okay, it was Gail Peterson there on a how-to video teaching you the perfect golf swing. Of course. Yes. No?
Here's stage five, just a little bit. Wrist cock, shoulder turn, and then a full body finish.
Remember that. Water, please.
People knew me as the girl who wanted to go down under.
And finally, a classic from BBC Two's Spring Watch. Here's Lola Williams chatting to ornithologist Liz. And Lolo manages to ask a question here that... Well, I don't think I could ever get away with it with my guests.
She'd actually been diving to 50 metres up by Longston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the deepest chug you've ever had here?
Yes.
It was a good one. That was Innuendo Bingo with Adele Roberts off of...
I wish I was chowing down on your muffins right now. I would love that.
I would love that.
Thanks, Adele.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We'll get the video up for you later.
Why'd you come? You knew you should have stayed. I tried to warn you just to stay away. And now they're outside ready to buzz. It looks like you might be one of us.
21 Pilots and Heathens. Love, Adele.
Yeah.
Good one today, right? Are you still wet?
I'm very wet.
What's the laundry situation these days? Because you don't seem to go there anymore.
No. Well, the situation is now I'm trying to get changed as we're talking right now, and the laundry will be dealt with at another time.
Yeah, but when was the last time you went to the laundry lady that doesn't like doing laundry?
I thought we didn't talk about it because there's a growing issue surrounding my desk at the moment, which I believe has been...
What, the smell?
There's no smell. No, that's a lie. That, honestly, people exaggerate. There's no smell. They just see the clothes and assume there's a smell. There's not a smell.
Right, this guy here
sees
all the emails that you don't.
I know. Right, no one ever emails me. That's the thing. They email
they
him to tell
me
off.
That's what it's like at Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Fair play. You beat me last week on bangers.
Yeah, proper.
Right down to the wire, though, wasn't it? It was 2-2. And then... You smashed it on Friday.
Yeah.
Bangers is back. I have got quite a lot of new inspiration from being in Spain over the weekend.
Oh, Spanish hits from you,
It's Spanish hits now. Madrid is like, you don't hear, well, I didn't hear much English music at all. So I've got Bumbleo and some others that go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's at 2:40. I haven't really. I've got actual hits from the past. I really got into Spanish music, though, when I was in taxis over the weekend. I think it's my new thing.
So new week of bangers. You're confident you're going to win?
I am, actually.
See, I'm confident I'm going to win, so okay. It should be an interesting one.
Have you seen that? I hope he was all right. Have you seen that video of that guy literally sliding down the mud, like down the whole hill at Leeds?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, he sort of throws himself at the hill. It must have been so painful, but he does go the distance, doesn't
he? Face first, but he goes down the entire hill. It's on loads of like Lad Bible and stuff like that. It's an impressive one. Blossoms, at most a kiss. Hello, Francis and Zoe, who are listening to us at the moment in Paris Airport, waiting to fly home to Newcastle. They've been travelling Peru and Colombia for 2 months, and they're saying that our podcast has kind of helped them not miss the UK as much while they've been away.
I do quite like that people use the podcast whilst travelling. I'm aware that quite a lot of people do that as well.
Yeah,
so that's really, really cool.
Maybe if you're in like a kind of random or exciting or exotic part of the world right now, maybe when you get to an internet cafe, you can email us and let us know where you've been listening to the podcast. That'd be amazing. I'd like to know.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Rye in East Sussex.
And what's your job, please?
I'm a cheese cutter.
He cuts the cheese, Chris.
Wow, hot job.
It is a hot job.
It is a hot job. Yeah. What's the cheese that you are cutting today, please?
We've cut quite a lot today. We've had a bit of Stilton, a bit of Wensleydale and Cranberry, Cornish Yarg.
So is this what, I mean, like, when you say you cut the cheese, is this literally like the cheese is made, it's presented to you, it comes to your office and you're the man to cut the cheese?
Basically, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't
so it
like
comes
it...
in like in huge like bits and we chop it all up into smaller bits that you'll buy in little corner shops and farm shops, that sort of thing.
Oh, cool, okay. I don't like it when they mess cheese up with things like cranberry. It's not for me, that.
No, it's more of a dessert than a cheese, to be honest. It's not real cheese.
Totally. Totally.
I mean, do you eat cheese outside of work as well, or is it just like bringing your work back home sort of thing?
I do still eat a little bit, because obviously we get a bit of mates, right, so we can take some home at the end of the day, but
right,
you are a bit sick of it sometimes.
Do you know what, though? I would be popping it in my mouth all the time if I was cutting the cheese.
Yeah, exactly. That's like your dream job, that, Scott.
I would balloon.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's, go on then, best cheese ever?
Best cheese ever?
He doesn't know, he just cuts it.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
You know more than anyone else.
I like a brie.
I like a brie. I could do a whole wheel. On Christmas Day, when we do this Christmas Day show, I get through a whole wheel in 3 hours.
He does.
Yes. Okay, this is what I've got for you today. Selena Gomez tune, Come and Get It. Gomez at her best, I think.
Yeah, a bit of you, this. Do you know what? I hear your Selena Gomez, though, and I raise you this poptastic song.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow, it's well poppy today. So what's this?
This is Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, of course.
Harry.
It's a tough choice today.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know, is it, guys?
You might have to get someone else on.
All right, then. All right, thanks, then. Bye. I'm joking.
Bye.
No, don't go.
Oh, no, that's all right.
No, don't go.
No, it's close. They're both good. I think one of them is the best song by that artist, and one of them isn't quite the best song by that artist.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're tinged with disappointment that the options have been presented before you, like two disappointing cheeses.
Yeah.
But you know, one of them is good, but one of them could have been better from that person.
Yes, but which cheese would you like to cut?
Yes, go on then.
I'm going to have a slice of Miley Cyrus.
Okay, then. Ironic, today featured one banger's two lumps of large but quite high quality cheese. Selena Gomez, come and get it, up against Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, chosen by our cheese cutter, Harry.
He cuts the cheese.
Great job. Finding out what some people do as jobs whilst listening. Just the idea that right there, he's there just cutting cheese.
Slicing away.
Awesome.
Still can't unsee Greg James when you hear that track, can you? Still now.
No, but now I'm imagining Greg James on a wheel of cheese just wrecking into a building site.
I still can't unsee it. It's just so vivid still in my head. To be fair, I think the right song won today. Mine didn't even go into comparison, I don't think.
Can we go harder tomorrow?
We'll go harder tomorrow at 2:40. I saw some of their set from Reading at the weekend, and like it was crazy. Remember at Radio 1's big weekend when Craig David was on? There were people like trying to get into the tent. There's so many people outside the Sigma tent, not called the Sigma tent, but the tent that Sigma are in, trying to get in. Looks like really, really good.
Yeah, it's the same at so many festivals that they do, though. Sigma are the ones this summer, I think.
So good live. Remember at Big Weekend?
Yeah.
One of the highlights
so
for me.
So good.
And then they casually brought out Take That as well, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, and I Know What You Did Last Summer on BBC Radio 1, Camila Cabello.
I do love that song. It's stressful when they start sort of singing over each other.
Yeah, it's like you sing the same song.
Also, there are bits in that where it sounds like one of them's got the words wrong.
Hang on, I know the bit you mean.
She says like, one of them says she, the other one says we, or she and I. Yeah. It's tearing me apart. She's slipping away. That bit, I can't unhear it every time I hear that song.
It does sound like she's doing it wrong. She's doing the wrong words. It's because she's singing from her point of view and he's singing her.
Well, don't do that.
But then sometimes she refers to herself as she. Yeah, but he's saying she and she's saying I'm, which is pointless because they're in the same room. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? She does it again. The picture's on her phone. She's not coming home. Okay, it's time for this. Hey, Connor.
Hello, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, good. Whereabouts do you live?
Portsmouth.
Pompey!
That's it.
So, you got a killer idea for Mrs. Meaden?
Yes, I do.
You're in Portsmouth right now. This is a Pompey pitch, is it?
Yeah. Why not?
PP.
So do you watch Dragon's Den on TV?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I usually watch it at my dinner.
It's a great show, right?
It is. I love it.
And Deborah Meaden is, and always will be, our favourite dragon.
Yep.
Firm but fair. That's what I say about Debs. Deborah.
Yeah.
Sorry, made that mistake before.
Have you learnt from mistakes people have made in the past when pitching? Do you know what you got to do here?
I've done my homework with this one. I reckon I'm gonna knock it straight out of the pitch.
I hope so, because she will pull you apart if not.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case, but I'll give it a whirl. Go on.
It's not as bad as meeting them, though. I think the dragons, meeting them on the TV is very scary.
Yeah, I can imagine that will be quite quite intense, actually, yeah.
How are you feeling now? Have you got a bit of a sweat on?
Slightly, yeah. Yeah, I've got to have the fan on.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with a bead on that show. A lot of sweating going on, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
But you're right, Scott, that is what the difference is. He can sit there with his fan at home, can't he? He can have his feet up, he can be relaxed for this situation.
Cup of tea, yeah, it's fine, it's much easier. Okay, you know that I've got Deborah's home phone number, so I'm going to leave it up to you now. She's going to answer the phone, and then you just pitch away.
Brilliant. Okay, cheers.
Okay, good luck. You feeling all right?
Thanks. Yeah, all good.
All right.
Cheers.
The next voice you'll hear will be Deborah's.
Brilliant.
Hello.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Who's this?
Brilliant. Yes, very well. And
No, who is this? Sorry, who is this?
Oh, sorry, my name's Connor. I'm calling from Portsmouth.
Oh, let me guess. Scott Mills?
Go on.
Scott Mills?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, right. I do have a bit of an idea for you. I'm hoping you'll like it, actually.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so picture yourself. You come home from work, you've had a long, busy day, you want to cook your dinner, sit in front of the TV, you know, watch your soaps, whatever it is you like to watch. You've got your dinner, you're carrying it down to your table, you've got your drink, you know, but what sauce? You know, you can't carry them all down. You like a bit of mustard, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, ketchup. You can't carry them all. You know, you don't want to drop your dinner, do you? Now, this is where my ingenious idea comes in. Now, I call it Connor's Condiments Bottle. And basically, what it is think of it as a Bic pen with your four colours along the top that you click down to change, obviously, the colour of your pen, but in a sauce bottle. So you've got your barbecue sauce, your ketchup, your mayonnaise, your mustard, all in the top in refillable cartridges. You click them down, and you squeeze the one you want, and then simply, you know, you want something else, you just sprung loaded, pop back up, and then away you go with the next flavour, next condiment. What do you reckon?
So it's a portable condiment set. It's for people who just want to carry their condiments around with them.
It's one bottle. You don't have. That's all it is. You can unscrew it and replace individual bottles inside.
Connor, have you ever had problems choosing which condiments you want to have on your dinner?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
You see, what I normally do, I look on my shelf, or I look in the fridge, and I think, oh, I'll have some horseradish sauce with that, or some mustard with that, or something. I don't take everything to the table and then decide what I want on it. I decide in the fridge.
Well, the thing is
it me who's peculiar, or is it you?
Well, it would be rude to say. I mean,
okay. I'm not afraid to say, because I think it's you.
Well, I mean, I might be wrong, but I mean, I do sometimes quite like a few. It's not that I would only choose one. It's like, for instance, maybe a fish and chips on a Thursday night. I'd maybe have a bit of mayonnaise, a bit of barbecue sauce, you know, a bit of ketchup, all in different places.
Yeah, so but I've got a better idea. I've got a better idea than yours. I suggest you get something big and flat. Mm-hmm. That you can actually carry everything on. Has somebody done that before?
I don't recall.
Well, it could be a tray.
I'm not familiar with that one, actually.
A tray?
Right. Well, I mean,
really?
What if you have guests?
You see, you're moving away from the reason why yours won't work. Because you just carry things on a tray.
It's ingenious.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, if someone isn't very strong and they can't manage, you know, four bottles or...
No. Do you feel like you're clasping at straws a little bit now?
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
I've got lots of reasons. It's ingenious.
Yeah, okay. Did you actually want an investment, or are you just phoning me up to tell me about this ingenious idea?
What would you be offering?
No, what would you be asking? Have you ever seen Dragon's Den?
I watch it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, do you remember at the beginning, somebody says, this is my idea, and this is how much money I want, and I'm prepared to give you that much in return. We seem to have missed that bit.
Yes. My apologies. Okay, so maybe a £20,000 investment for 5% of the...
You just made that up, didn't you?
No, you did.
Written. You literally, I asked you and you thought, oh gosh, yes, I've forgotten that bit. Because you literally just went, maybe.
I was finding the page. I've got a whole file here full of, everything, all the patents and...
Connor, I reckon you'd be good to go down the pub and have a laugh with, but this really... I mean, it is a joke, isn't it?
Well, maybe we can have a chat down the pub about it.
Yep. Well, there you are. Right, there you are. Maybe we should. But whatever. I don't think it's going to lead to an investment. So I'm afraid, Connor. Although I could probably sit and chat with you forever, but it certainly isn't an investment. So I'm out.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
She's gone.
Ah.
Once she's out, she's out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's quite tough on that one, actually.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Well, I was optimistic, but, it's the tray idea sort of makes sense.
Oh, you were genius with that, because what you did, by pretending that you'd never heard of a tray, you tried to sort of squash the opposition, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I'll give it a go, but...
The thing is, I don't think she believed that you'd never heard of a tray.
No.
Other problems I noticed, Scott. When you pull numbers out of the air like that, don't say maybe £20,000 for.
Got to have confidence.
It's.
Be honest with me now that she's gone. You didn't think about that bit, did you?
No, not at all.
No. She will. She hates that.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time. Maybe the next idea, I'll put a bit more thought into it.
Before speaking to one of the most famous businesswomen in the country.
I really like the idea, though. For what it's worth, I think it's a good idea.
I don't mind it at all, you know. Connor, maybe next time, eh?
Cheers. All right, thanks for that.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
This is weird.
This is a welcome return to Real or No Real.
I know, I've missed it, you know, while it's been away. Sometimes you don't realise what you've lost until it's gone. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the phrase, that's the badger.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, really good. I mean, you would have had no sort of outlet for your lies. No. I'm really worried about your friends the last few weeks.
Absolutely.
Just telling people weird facts and things, but you've had no one to broadcast it to.
So we've got a fresh batch of Real or No Reels here. Play along and see how you do.
Winner of 20 Grammy Awards, Beyoncé, once released a duet with a mechanic from Coronation Street.
Oh. 20 Grammy Awards?
Yes.
That's real, I take it. That's a given.
Real.
20 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, I don't think the amount of Grammys is the fact, or the fake fact.
Yeah. I mean, you're questioning the Grammys, but not questioning that she may have made a song with a mechanic from Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if mechanics... I mean, I don't know if there's famous mechanics from Coronation Street, are there?
Yeah, but they're always in the garage, aren't they, Chris? It's your guilty pleasure, you should know this.
Yeah, they are. Names don't... I can't quite remember their real names.
Well, no, like
moment,
in EastEnders, famously, you know, Phil and that lot worked in the garage and Minty.
Here's a...
But they don't sing on Coronation Street, do they? So it's Minty.
What's Minty up to?
Well, remember.
What is Minty up to these days?
Don't know. I've got a question about EastEnders I thought about the other day. Minty's a good one. Why do you never see anyone in their garden?
Where?
EastEnders. Never see it.
You see them in the small park, don't you?
You don't see them. Why don't they use their garden? They look like big houses to me.
Well, I see them in the square.
And the square.
Yeah, they're busy, aren't they? Busy arguing, killing.
Just go in your garden.
Busy.
But a duet with someone from Coronation Street, a mechanic from Coronation Street, doesn't make sense because there's no music on the show, is there? It's not a musical. So even if Beyoncé was on Coronation Street, which seems unlikely to me, why is she there? She's not... Well, and also, what an unrealistic storyline that is if Beyoncé turned up on Coronation Street. I mean, there's no way of spinning that, is there?
She turns up like she's looking like she did at the VMAs last night.
Hey, honey.
In that dress. Hi, y'all. All right, love.
Just the Rovers return, passing by for a hot pot.
Do you want some parking?
Well, that's when Coronation Street will get really desperate for viewers. And they're like, quick, call Beyoncé.
Yes.
Come on.
Do you know what parking is?
Don't put her on the tram. We know what happened last time.
What do you mean?
Parking. I've not had it for years.
What is it?
When I used to live in Manchester, I used to be on all the time. It's like ginger cake.
Do you want some parking, love?
Yes, I do.
But sometimes
in and around my face.
But sometimes that's what happens with soaps, isn't it? You get a big name, and then you've got to try and make a storyline to go with the big name.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then. So Beyonce once released a duet with a mechanic from Coronation Street. Let's have your answers. Real or no real? Oh,
come on.
Well, it feels... I don't know. It feels not real, but it's too random to make it out. I think it's probably real somewhere. I don't know why, but I think it's probably real.
I see your logic. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Right, why? What's going on?
So before Destiny's Child really hit the big time and they got all kind of bootylicious, they collaborated with a guy called Matthew Marsden.
Oh, yeah, or Marsdo.
Who played an amorous mechanic really hot in Coronation Street.
Amorous.
We've got a clip here. This is Matthew Marsden. They're featuring on it. Featuring Destiny's Child. She's gone. So Beyonce has made a song with a mechanic from Coronation Street.
That's really... That's tough on Matthew Marsden, I think.
Why?
Isn't it? Well, because he would have seen their careers... So they were parallel for a while. In fact, if anything, he was ahead of them.
Yeah.
Because they're featuring his song.
Some of them.
And there he would pinpoint the moment where he goes, oh, Destiny's Child left me behind. Yeah. And then he'll be watching the Grammys probably on the weekend going, that was me once.
No one's going to believe him either.
Yeah.
When he says I duetted with her, no one's going to believe him.
Featuring Destiny's Child. He's the main artist on it.
Can you try and find Matthew Marsden and get him on the show and talk about it?
If you want.
Where are you, Matthew?
Yeah. Come back. What was it like working with Beyonce and Kelly... and Pam.
Yep, I've got him on Twitter. Right, follow
yes.
him now.
And next.
How many followers?
470.
And next.
The first job of hitmaker and professional squad leader Taylor Swift was knocking bugs out of trees.
Right.
What was your first job?
Smiths. Not blacksmiths, but
was it?
Tills. The games counter, video games.
Okay, yeah. Chris.
And then
I was an assistant tennis coach.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
I was.
You don't play tennis, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Are you good at tennis?
No, not really.
Right. You probably shouldn't be coaching then.
You know, I shouldn't have been.
You know you said that...
Definitely not. I was basically paid because our tennis coach, who was a lovely guy, was slightly lazy in picking up the balls. And there just was needed someone to run around and do that.
There was you saying that no one would believe Matthew Marsden.
Yeah.
The assistant tennis coach to Roger Federer.
No, I just used to do that as a job, £4 an hour.
Okay.
£4 an
I think
hour.
That was that, under what I should have been paid as
that
well.
That dates you.
No, it doesn't date me. I think I was just underpaid. It doesn't date me at all. It was
last summer.
It was all sort of cash in hand thing. It was, yeah.
Excellent. Hello to the tax man if you're listening.
I declared it. It's
hello,
fine.
HMRC.
It's going well, this.
They're all sitting in the office going, we found another one.
Yeah, right, Chris.
He's come to us.
Yeah. I bet they listen as well. Oh dear, Chris.
Well, did you declare all your pocket money as a kid?
Yes.
I filed a tax return for my pocket money. Self-assessment tax doesn't have to be taxing, mother.
The tooth fairy's been again. Get me the forms.
Like three.
I never really had a first job. No. A paper round. Is it?
Yeah, paper out. Knocking bugs out of a tree.
Was Taylor Swift's first job. Could this be true?
Imagine it. Just her there shaking the trees, trying to
shake
get the bugs
off.
Out of it.
That's the inspiration. Just shaking, shake it. Oh, this would be a good song one day.
Yeah.
I hope I become a singer.
Real or no real?
Probably. Oh, did you see her that she was in Jury Duty the other day?
Oh, that is my absolute favourite. Have you seen this?
Ludicrous. Yeah. So it's saying, oh, normal human being, Taylor Swift does Jury Duty. Yeah, with a whole camera crew and loads of photographers that she's invited to document it.
I love that, though. Do you see the girl at my mum's with Taylor Swift right now?
Yeah.
So good.
That was the person who was on trial. They say, I know I'm going down, but can I have a selfie?
Yeah. First job, Taylor Swift. Knocking bugs out of trees, real or no real?
I'm so glad this game's back. Real.
Greg.
No real, no real, stupid.
That one's real.
Yes. She lived on a Christmas tree farm when she was little, and she
of course she did.
She was too young to help attach the trees to the cars. Her parents gave her the job of knocking the praying mantis pods out of the trees so they wouldn't hatch in people's houses. Finally,
now after a late night, instead of shaved meat, you can enjoy shaved chocolate in your pitta, as a new chocolate kebab shop opens its doors.
Very excited about that, if that's true.
So shaved chocolate now.
Yeah.
Very excited, that's great.
Just imagine that.
But I wouldn't want that late night.
Do you not? You don't have to have it with, you know, like everything else that you'd normally get with a lamb one.
Yeah, but I want savoury at that time of night, do you know what I mean? My taste buds are not saying sweet.
No, but the thing is, you're doing that by what you feel like you'd like now. Late at night, you always want something different.
I don't want chocolate late at night.
Duttiest combination of things at night. And the next day, I always wonder, why did I eat that?
So would you have everything you'd normally have in a doner, but with chocolate?
Well, I don't know, because the thing is, you'd have to
chili sauce, boss.
Ask me at 3 a.m.
Okay.
You couldn't ask. We can't answer this honestly now. This isn't a proper scientific answer we can give to this.
I don't think I've ever seen. I've never heard you more serious. We cannot give a proper answer, Greg. We cannot. I will not. We have to check the moment.
So this is a pitta full of chocolate, shaved. Real or no real? I don't like the word shaved.
It's hard to shave chocolate, logistically, isn't it?
So would it be spinning around like that, like a big leg of chocolate?
Same.
Same as the setup there, but it's a chocolate kebab.
Real or no real?
Interesting. So it's rotating?
Yeah.
Okay, just so I can visualise it.
I'm going to go, why not? I'm going to go real.
Gotta be real.
That one is real.
It opened in July. It's in the Welsh city of Morriston. Unlike the massive slab of meat you would see in a kebab shop, there is a huge like a block of chocolate. Bits are shaved off and served in a choice of pitta, waffle, or you can have a crepe. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got, it's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
Uneventful. What's on today?
I'm so glad it's back.
It's a score. Well, it wasn't uneventful, the score was. Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.